This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition number 1954, recorded on Thursday the 13th of April 2017, in which we have news items, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. Hello, I am Ian Robertson and I'm joined by
Paddy Watkins.
Today we have our usual fare with a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the evening news. And we feature Robert Hales, who was called Norfolk's gentle giant. Plus this week you'll also find in your wallet a second memory stick for this month's Norfolk magazine. Today we welcome new listener Dorothy Howes of Norwich. Hello there. We do hope you enjoy listening to us.
Let's start with some news. We hear that the John Innes Research Institute has won £78 million to fund four research projects over the next 5 years, and that work on the Northern Distributor Road continues with the lifting into place of giant beams. We start, however, with a novel idea of talking statues for the city. Talking statues could soon pop up around the city, helping our fascinating heritage come to life just by swiping your phone in front of a nearby blue plaque. Your phone would ring, and the city's great and good would clear their throats and tell you their story, as if the statue itself was returning your call. The monologue given would be written by local writers and voiced by high-profile actors, broadcasters and comedians with connections to the area. Alice Whitney from Project Director's Creative Nation said Norwich was the ideal location for the scheme. She said, "Norwich is just perfect for it. It has a long and illustrious history which spans literature, innovation, business and religious, radical and political thought and action. This history is represented in its statues, and we believe these have the ability to tell the story of Norwich's rich heritage to locals and visitors alike. It is hoped, because of how easy it is to walk around Norwich, a trail could be created, and a public writing competition would mean new statues could be brought on board after an initial 10. We're hoping to get up and talking by the last week in July."
It has long led the way as a pioneer of science and research in the region. And now the John Innes Centre in Norwich has been awarded nearly £78 million to cement that reputation, strengthening Norfolk's position at the forefront of plant and food science. Four new research programmes will be funded over the next 5 years, which the centre said would deliver fundamental insights into plant and microbial life, which would then be useful to tackle national and global challenges in agriculture, the environment, human health and well-being. Prime Minister Theresa May said the investment represented a significant share of the £350 million funding pot and a prime example of just how significant a part this region plays in driving the UK's biosciences economy. "Our investment in these fields has reaped significant rewards already," she said. "The number of businesses on Norwich Research Park has increased from 16 to 74 between the years of 2013 and 2016, with employee numbers more than trebling in that same period. The potential impact of the new programmes could be significant and wide-ranging. For example, some scientists at the JIC are discovering new molecules from plants and bacteria that could lead to improved medicines and ways to stem the tide of antimicrobial resistance. Others are working towards a future in which crops are more resistant to heat, drought and disease, and therefore better equipped to face increased variability in climate extremes and new and re-emerging diseases. The investment is by the UK Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council."
The first of 10 massive beams, which will form part of a bridge carrying the Norwich Northern Distributor Road over the railway, have been put in place. Before 7 a.m, two of the five braced pairs had already been lifted and attached, with the other three put into place by 5 p.m. Due to the good weather forecast, the critical factor being wind strength, the 1,000-ton crane being used to lift each pair of 80-ton beams was able to start work. The crane arrived with its 10 support wagons early on Friday. The delivery of the 42-metre steel beams for the bridge, which will carry the £178.5 million road over the Norwich to Sheringham Railway, arrived at Plumstead Road near Rackheath last month. The beams, which arrived in halves, were transported from Middlesbrough and travelled along the A1, A47 and B1140 through Panksworth before reaching the bridge site from Plumstead Road. Bitten Line trains had to be cancelled between Norwich and North Norfolk while the beams were hoisted into place and were replaced by buses. Meanwhile, a number of road closures, as well as the frequent use of temporary signals, will be needed over the coming weeks as the construction of the NDR continues. Once complete, the NDR will stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road.
Precious recordings of people and sounds from Norfolk's past are to be preserved for future generations, thanks to a £650,000 grant. The British Library's Unlocking Our Sound Heritage project involves forming the first ever national network of 10 sound preservation centres, including the Norfolk Record Office. This network of centres will work with the British Library to save almost 500,000 rare and unique recordings which would otherwise be lost. The recordings, many of them on tape, are threatened by physical degradation and are stored on formats which are becoming extremely difficult to play. Oral histories from all over Norfolk and from other counties in the east of England tell the stories of individuals and communities, of shared and unique experiences, and of lost industries. For example, interviews collected by the Norwich Community Workshop Trust tell the story of the 1912 flood in Norwich from those who actually witnessed it. And oral history interviews relating to the railway in Norfolk, which were made by the pioneer sound recordist, Oscar winner and train enthusiast Peter Hanford, will also be saved. Music performed or created in Norfolk will feature, along with recordings of the county's wildlife. The £650,000 will enable the Record Office to work with the British Library to preserve both its own and its partners' unique and rare regional sounds.